This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 7 after the hour, time for us to get into the chart list for the week of January 17th to the 21st. Thanks to the good works, kind-heartedness of Michael Harrison. Kind-hearted because he's doing this as a public service so that you know what's going on in this fabulous world of news talk radio. As you listen to the stations, don't you want to know what the top stories are every week? This is the place to find that out. Top stories, top people, all the work done by the folks at Talkers, listening to stations, talking to hosts, that sort of thing. So, Michael, you have culled out all of the big stories, taken the nonsense out, and putting the big stuff in. So you want to go through the big lists?
Yeah, let's see what's happening here. This is a snapshot of all of the yapping going on the talk radio shows across the country this very exciting week as we enter the realm of 2022. At number 10, we have the Tonga volcano, and that's tied with climate change. At number 9, UK politics and Boris Johnson. At number 8, the Texas synagogue attack, and that's tied with the general topic of crime and violence. At number 7, U.S.-China-Russia relations, and that's tied with the Winter Olympics and Ukraine tensions. At number 6, voter legislation and race relations. At number 5, the 2022 midterm elections and Trump's role in the GOP. At number 4, inflation, supply chain problems, and labor force shortages. So the economy is at number 4. At number 3, health, COVID-19, the Omicron variant. And that's tied with education. The schools are having a hell of a time dealing with all this. And we could talk about that a bit. At number 2.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
What'd you say?
I said because they don't. The leaders of our public school system has no. They have no backbone. They roll over, capitulate to the unions. It's ridiculous. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay. I've heard that from a lot of folks.
Yep.
January 6th investigation is number 2, and that's tied with Trump's New York Attorney General investigation. So he's got problems on every front. Number 1, Biden's first anniversary press conference and his agenda. The people that composed our conversations, at number 10, Boris Johnson. At number 9, a tie between the dynamic duo of Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Nancy Pelosi's at 8, Kevin McCarthy 7. Number 6, Ron DeSantis, an interesting name in the news. A couple of names in the news, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema at number 5. Fauci's at 4. The Attorney General of New York State, Letitia James, is at 3. The aforementioned Donald Trump is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. It's been a, you know, it almost sounds crazy to say.
Yes.
It's been a crazy week. It always
yeah.
is, though.
It is. So yeah. I find, as I look at, I try to stay away from the Trump stories pretty much altogether because I find them to be boring, pedantic, etc. But the conclusion I've come up with, after all, he's like the ever-ready bunny. He's still standing after people drop nuclear bombs on this guy. It's like water rolls off of him like it rolls off the back of a duck. Really, the guy's always under attack. And part of it
they used to call Reagan the Teflon president. This guy makes Teflon, brings Teflon to a new level.
Yep. Do you think that's the case with the Chinese, Michael, in terms of how CZ, whatever, however you know, Xi Jinping, the way the Chinese control the World Health Organization, and it appears they're controlling the Olympics as well. So much money involved in all of this stuff. People are outraged. Look at NBC not even sending reporters. The kinds of things that the Chinese are requiring of you if you go there to do with your phone. You all know they're going to be spying on you.
Yeah.
And what
they're spying on us now here.
Yeah.
They're listening to us right now.
Really? Up yours.
Oh, yeah.
That's about that. It's pretty crude, but listen.
Folks, this is when we're in the danger zone, and I sit here holding my,
yes, holding
my breath.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Go on.
So the thing that I had the hardest time with this week, you know, I look at all of these things, and I have my own discussions on the DJV program and other shows that I do. The Texas synagogue thing is what I had the most difficulty with this week. And you can ask me why it's just this guy, how he even got into the country, it flummoxes me. Where are the people that are supposed to be doing their jobs? This guy had no business getting into the country. Never mind going and doing what he did. He shouldn't have been here in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you look at through the ranks of people and their anger aimed at religion or their prejudices or whatever they are. And maybe I can couple that with the realization this week that one of the former popes has been found basically in absentia, because no one with us any longer, of covering up all kinds of pedophile stuff. And then you wonder, you know, why is it that people are angry parents whose children were molested by Catholic priests? Why are they angry? And there's a good reason for them to be angry. I don't know that there's a good reason for this guy to be angry at Jews, but, you know, there's a lot of anger is aimed at religion. I think that's a separate entity. Do you agree with that?
Well, you're combining a lot of issues.
Yeah,
here.
I am. Yeah.
Religion does cause, you know, anger and strife, and but so does politics. Mm-hmm. I mean, we humans have figured out a way to fight over everything.
Everything.
So it's in our DNA. I mean, we have to really, really dig down deep. It's going to be generational. It's going to take a long time, or some incredible event that we have no ideas lurking, you know, or looming to change our perspective. But it comes down to wrestling with our own nature. And that's a very difficult thing to do. It's very complicated.
Human nature. Yeah.
Human nature is remarkably complicated, and we're at odds with ourselves. Each and every one of us have conflicts.
And instead of taking responsibility for our own things, we're always looking for a goat. Like Fauci, he becomes the goat.
Yeah.
Somebody came up with a new term this week, and you're welcome to use it, the Center for Disease Confusion, because there's so much information that is either wrong, or they change it, or it's like every day it seems that they're what do they call it, the guidelines. We follow the guidelines from the government. Really? So, you know, people get cynical about that stuff, too.
You have to cut them a little bit of a break, because there's always confusion about disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. I mean, all doctors don't.
Science and technology works against, you know, there's certain ways of looking at things like anything else.
Yeah. Right? And people want, I think the expectation that there'll be some kind of a uniform, unified, official set of instructions about this COVID thing is what leads to the disappointment and the repulsion at what seems like confusion, disingenuousness, changing minds, inconsistency. I don't think that these guys are bad guys. I think that they're just other humans trying to figure out the great unknown. And because the crisis is so close to home in terms of each and every one of us personally, our families, our businesses, it becomes more sensitive than if it's just, you know, hey, well, there's different views on the flu, or there's different views on how to keep yourself from gaining weight.
Yeah. You know, I look forward to the days. I mean, I'm not a sports fan, but I'm looking forward to the days when some kind of a sports story shows up on the countdown every week like it used to be. When there was less huzzerai going on. Speaking of that, I know you're a big football fan.
No, I don't. I don't follow football. I don't like football.
You gave up on it, did you? Because of the
I don't like football. No, I'm not a football. But go on. I know about football. Go on.
I don't know that I want to.
I hate football.
Football. Wow.
I'm kidding with you. The Patriots lost. It was.
They did lose. Yeah.
Whenever a team that I'm a fan of, I shouldn't even say that because now people will be turning off their radios because the Patriots are hated so much across the country. But you should never talk. They used to say, "Don't talk about religion, sports or politics. Well, of course, we'd have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, right. We're done.
We're talking about gardening.
See you, folks, next week. Same time,
same
station.
Don't you remember back in the days before media used controversy as an attraction that
yes.
They used to say, if you want to get along with people, don't talk, at the dinner table on Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Don't talk
mm-hmm.
sports, politics, or religion.
Religion.
I remember that. That was like a golden rule. Well, you know, mm-hmm. throw that out the window. But no, I'm a big football fan. I didn't mean to divert you. But
I know you are.
When your team loses, and I mean, talk about all of our friends. We must have a lot of listeners across the part of Texas that the Dallas Cowboys,
sure.
you know, are pop. Oh, my gosh, the Dallas Cowboys Nation, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're crying. I mean, it's an emotional letdown. The Cowboys lost the first game of the playoffs. Patriots looked like they were back, and they're not really back yet. They will be. People put a lot of their heart and soul in it. But what were you going to say about sports? And we got a break coming up. I didn't.
Well,
mean
yeah,
to
I want to. I just
derail
thought
you.
Maybe because you are a good prognosticator, give us your thoughts, and we'll compare them to what next week when we get together to what happens at the behest of all of these players in the games this weekend, and the impact that COVID is having on the game, et cetera, et cetera. A quick reminder about how Calitrin works. You know, half of us have gained weight during COVID. Half. Of us. What are you doing about taking it off? Have you gotten onto an exercise program, a weight loss program, gyms, whatever it is? Let me suggest to you that you get all the help you need to keep the weight off by going to toploss.com. Check out Calitrin when you're visiting there. It'll certainly help. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calitrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, erstwhile member of Gun Hill Road.
That's right.
One of the great rock groups of the 70s and 80s, and now working on yet another album. What do we have? We had a couple of good tunes last year. We had some fun with that last year.
Yeah, they're an amazing group of guys. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they keep me in the band. I mean, I'm the
why
most
not?
Talented. as I said, it's like being on a basketball team. You can't, you know, they're throwing the ball around you and so fast and making, you know, scores and you're standing there like, whoa, what do I do? And that's what it's like working with these guys. They're sharp and they're musical and it's a blessing in my life. I have a wonderful time being a member of Gun Hill Road. I just am not worthy of it, that's all. But they don't know that.
All right, so speaking of being a member of a group and being in this business or being in the business of public communication, that's kind of what we do. We're public communicators. People on the radio are, people in television are. The lady who is a reporter got run over by a car this week in West Virginia. And I laugh about it because she was fine. She got bumped. The lady driving the car, an SUV, knocked her down, and it looked at first like
bump.
She was run over. Yeah, boom. And she gets back up and starts continuing with the report, and the guy who's in the studio is such a stiff. This is one of the old Ted Baxter days. You know, you think those days are gone? No. Watch this video.
I know a number of them.
Yes, exactly. Right. These guys.
In the words, in the view of this reporter.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, the lady is okay. But, you know, you think about the people who run television stations, and it's becoming more people running radio stations, they don't understand or accept or like the gaffes, which makes the reporters, or in the case of us doing the radio, this kind of radio program, makes us believable. It makes it real. It makes it feel like, okay, yeah, these people are really, this is a, you know, an interesting job. You get all kinds of opportunity in it. And but we've gotten so, especially in radio, everything is produced. And the only thing that isn't these days is what you hear on news talk radio stations. right? The rest of the stuff is all canned and it's plastic, and you might as well have a robot, which is,
well,
I guess, coming.
Anyway. Music radio has become that way, but
yeah.
I would say more than news talk radio.
Yeah.
All news radio, sports talk radio is very spontaneous, very unpredictable, very,
yeah,
very exciting. Now, what's happened to music radio is a shame.
Awful.
Because it's a self-inflicted wound.
And
awful. And what's happened to music is a shame. You talk about music before. There's an article that's floating around, ran in some major publication that everybody's been, I don't know where it ran, but it was very well written, that most of the music being sold today and most of the music that's being, you know, hit on in streaming is old music.
Uh-huh.
Like 70% of the music that's being traded today in the music business is old music. Beatles, Steely Dan, you know, Doobie Brothers.
Jimmy Soul. Let's bring back Jimmy Soul's music. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. Meanwhile, in terms of broadcasters, Howard Stern says unvaccinated people shouldn't have access to hospitals. That's his. There you go.
What do I say?
No, it's Howard Stern. There's no wonder. I'm not surprised somebody else hasn't said that, frankly, because...
Oh, it's been said. It's been said.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We continue another half hour of our conversation about News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
A secret to sticking with your goals? The right gear. Which is why I went on Kohl's.com and got an Adidas hoodie for under $45, picked up some Nike sneakers, and got a new fleece from Tech Gear for just $12.99. Oh, you can also get an extra 30, 20, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and get free store pickup. If only exercising was this easy. Select styles, Adidas and Nike coupons not apply, ends January 23rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Florida man, 47-year-old Steve Shand, has been charged with human smuggling on Thursday after a family of four Indian nationals, including a baby and a teenager, were found frozen to death in Canada at the U.S. border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection had apprehended a group of individuals who had crossed into the United States from Canada, just south of Emerson, Manitoba. Further, it indicated that one of the adults was carrying items meant for an infant, but that no infant was found with the group.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Jane McLatchy says their patrols in harsh conditions found the bodies. Iraqi security officials are reporting gunmen from the Islamic State extremist group attacked an army barrack 75 miles north of Baghdad early Friday, killing 11 soldiers as they slept. The attack happened roughly at 3 a.m. local time. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
74-year-old Meatloaf died Thursday night with his wife by his side. He sat down with Dan Rather in 2016, presented by ML Concerts.
Right off the top, should I call you Meat or Meatloaf?
Okay, Meat. Well, let me go back just a little bit. When we first put out Bad Out of I mean, it's rock and roll, and people have weird names. But everybody just kept talking about my name. I just, if somebody asked me about my name, I'd make up a story.
Right.
But the true story is my dad was a policeman, and I was born bright red. I stayed red, so the doctor suggested I should stay in the hospital a little bit longer. So he comes to the hospital dressed in his uniform, I guess, one day, and talks the nurses. He said, I'm doing the best Texas accent. My son looks like 4.5 pounds of ground chuck. So they made a card that goes in the front of the crib, and it said Meat. And he made him put me right in the middle and leave me there. So all the other people that came to look at their babies, they saw me laying there with Meat on the front of my crib.
So that sticks with you.
Yeah, it never went away. And in the eighth grade, I stepped on a coach's foot, and he screamed, "Get off my foot, you hunk of meatloaf."
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hours, we continue pursuing the interest peaks that you have. We know you have them. You're interested, and we are here to appease that interest on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through the stories. And people, by the way, those lists appear every week in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com and also on the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. The press conference, number one this week, Biden's first anniversary news conference on Wednesday. He said that he now wanted to split his Build Back Better legislative agenda into two things. He's being stymied by two. Isn't it interesting how two people can, in essence, follow up the works, and they can't really figure out a way
around them. You've put them together, number five on the people list this week, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema.
Right.
And then
It's circumstantial because of the closeness of the numbers in Congress. You know, 48 out of 50 senators agreeing within a party is amazing under other times. But when it's so perfectly divided, it gives any dissenting senator tremendous power. It has to do with the times and the numbers. It's not like, what's wrong with these guys? Why can't the entire Democratic Party be like-minded? In history, it's very seldom an entire party in Congress is like-minded. So it just is because of how close the balance is between the two sides of the aisle.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be, though? I'd like to see a third party, actually, a legitimate third party that would help.
I'd like to see a legitimate second party.
Right. A legitimate party per, hello.
Yeah, no, seriously, the two-party system works. Three-party systems, four-party systems get dangerous because then you get you can get a radical minority controlling everything, more so than
Israel,
we have now.
England, Greece,
the two-party system works if there's compromise and consensus. But if they're totally, corrupt in terms of doing whatever it takes to get their power, don't look for truth, cherry-pick stories, lie, cheat, engage in unethical dirtiness, then it doesn't work.
Lovely.
But, I hear you about a third party, but I meant it. I'd like to see the parties clean up their act.
Yeah.
Because two works.
Well, the American public wants that, it would seem. They'd like to have look at the survey that came out this week. I don't think it was discussed by too many people, but not only was Biden's popularity down to like 27% or something, but there was a survey done of the least most popular professions, and politicians came in at 13%. That is, they had a 13% approval rating among the 27,000 people that took the survey. So, but they don't seem to get the message. They don't have to, because they've managed to carve themselves out a niche where they keep hammering away looking for money. So it gets into their campaign. Fine. Of course it works. For them. Not for the public, but it works for them. Well, we keep falling into the same hole. My God. Amazing. Yeah. COVID issue is number three this week on our story list. Or on yours, not mine, it's your list.
Hopefully it's everybody's list.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the idea is to satisfy people in their curiosity about what's going on. This is the most vibrant of all formats on the radio. Hospitalizations leveling off. I know here in Massachusetts, where you and I are, it's off like in the last 2-3 days, amazingly. The charts are showing a steep decline in number of people on the East Coast, but it still is a problem. Midwest, I think it's beginning to decline substantially on the West Coast as well. But most of the doctors who are following this carefully, we have two associated with the DJV program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has suggested that the situation in Florida and elsewhere is really bad, but will turn around very quickly this coming week. And by the 1st of April, this stuff should pretty much be gone. We're going to have this element around for as long as we live. But how we deal with it, and then that comes back around to a lot of discussions this week, Michael, about how over the top we went. Now, looking back on the last 2 years, we've really, really messed this up. And education, which is number three, part of the COVID discussion, and what's going on in schools, my God, there's so many people. I made a quick comment at the beginning of our hour, and you said, yeah, a lot of people feel that way about how badly the educational institutions, public institutions that we pay for, has handled this with the unions and everything else.
Yeah, a lot of people are coming down on the unions, but again, when you're in the trenches and you're a parent, you're a kid, you're a teacher, the reality is It getting sick is not pleasant.
Looking, maybe it's hindsight, Monday morning quarterbacking, but I said at the very beginning, I certainly didn't approve. As a matter of fact, I was pretty outraged at the way things shut down as quickly as they did. We've had these things before the SARS thing that happened in 2008, 2009. It was pretty serious, but the world didn't stop. How did it get to the point where we all kind of jumped on this bandwagon of shut everything down, close it down?
Well, there's something. Hindsight is 20/20 vision. And I'm not saying it was right or wrong. All I'm saying is that it's much easier to comment on it after we understand it for 2 years. But let's face it, when COVID-19, when the Wuhan coronavirus, that we all had to learn how to say, broke on the scene in late 19 as a rumor and early 20 as some kind of terrifying pandemic, it was a pretty scary disease. Let's not forget all the people on ventilators and people dying and the numbers that are in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands. Certainly people are going to be frightened and people are going to try to find remedies to stop it in its tracks. I remember when Governor Cuomo, boy, did he go from a great guy to what you call a goat.
Yeah.
You know, and not to be confused with the new meaning of goat, which is greatest of all time. In the sports world.
Yeah.
But he became a goat. But I remember when he sent the National Guard into Westchester. Remember at the very beginning? And everyone, what a decisive governor. And there was a talk about somebody from Westchester had the audacity to get on the subway and go to Manhattan. It was like Typhoid Mary. I mean, it was panic. And maybe rightly so. It was different 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We have to sort of cut people a break. It was different than SARS from my perspective. It was a terrifying.
Well, it was made to be terrifying by the news media.
You don't think the hundreds of thousands of deaths were real?
I think those numbers are co-opted, Michael. Any doctors that I've talked to, for the most part, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, will tell you that because hospitals were getting paid a $2,000 bounty for everybody that they declared dead because of COVID, they were inflating the numbers in large number. People that were sick with diabetes or had pneumonia or had other things that the end of the...
If you walked into a hospital and shot somebody who was sick with diabetes, does that make your crime any less offensive? I mean...
I'm not saying it's less offensive. I'm just saying that the attributes to the continuing fear-mongering and building up these numbers all the time was, I think, a false narrative. That just is the way it struck me, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people agree with you, and that's part of what the whole politicized debate is about.
Yeah, right.
But when we look at the stories
that have continued the business of what we, our economic realities, if you will, that's been a story that's been in the top 10 for a long time because of this. One of the things that we're going to have to encounter is local school boards promising to tutor students who are trying to recover from virtual school because much of it didn't work. Kids didn't learn anything. So more expense, more creative, and I put it on the lap of the Chinese government. That's all of it. So anyway, let me pause for a moment here, and then we'll continue. I want to focus on what the MH interview is this week. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen. How does Calitrin support weight loss? Wow. Let me count the ways. And especially when you learn, you look around and see all the people. This year has been land office business, maybe for a couple of reasons, because people couldn't last year get into the gyms and do things together with people, but now they can, even though masks are required in most gyms, they're there. People are trying to lose that weight they gained. Half of us gained weight during COVID, and certainly during the last holiday season wasn't helped because people were trying to get out and they were enjoying themselves, and so along with that comes weight gain. Right now, Calitrin is available at toploss.com. They have no shortage supply chain problems. A lot of other folks do in various businesses, including this one. So if you want to avail yourself of the best way in the world to lose the weight and keep it off safely, naturally, the healthy way, then you go to toploss.com. Don't sacrifice your health. Once you've lost the weight, keep it off. Please do that. Let's check it out at toploss.com. And when you do check out, use the DJV discount code. So you don't have to pay for shipping, and you get the best combo, like 4 months. You buy 4 months and get 4 months free. That's at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deirdre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette
party. Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so there's a great interview. I'll attest to this myself. Michael didn't have to promote it. I will. Michael Harrison's interview, MHInterview.com, about one of the great legends in talk radio, Michael. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, not to be confused with Michael Jackson. And he reigned supreme in L.A. for 32 years at KABC.
Yep.
And Lyle Gregory, his producer, and I talk about him in the golden age of talk radio. It's very interesting. MHInterview.com.
He was a fabulous guy. I remember being lucky enough to work at that station with him. Mm. Lyle was a real gentleman, and I'm sure he still is, so it'll be a great story. MHInterview.com. It's 10 before the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
More of these movies. Matter of fact, bring back Liam Neeson in the crowd. Bradley Cooper was in that movie. But then, of course, there's the TV show itself. Somebody's liable to reboot that, I think, at some point in time. Chuck, what do you think?
It'd probably be rebooted for TV. Yeah, the movie was actually pretty good. It was sort of a one and done. They never did a sequel, but this day in TV history, 1983, the 18 premiered on NBC, becoming a big hit. Mr. T, hot off his appearance as Clubber Lang in Rocky III, became a really pretty big pop culture name back in the 1980s. George Papad, I thought, was really good on that show. It was a good, very entertaining program.
Yeah, right.
Good Some theme, too. That is a good
theme.
Actually, great. That might be my opening theme on a daily basis. I like that one.
Okay, good for you. You may have it. All right, Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments will, interestingly enough, look over. I have been, as you were talking to Phil, I'm looking at what new movies are out this week. I see something called Redeeming Love, and I watched the trailer. It looked kind of creepy to me. All these damn creepy movies. Maybe it'll have a good ending. It's about love, right? If it's a love movie,
maybe.
It should have a good ending.
I don't think it's going to bring in a mass audience. Theaters need multiple movies coming out, two good ones every week. We're not getting that. We're not yet. I got some movie news of interest here. This broke yesterday. Warner Brothers and HBO Max, this will be an HBO Max project, cutting a deal to produce a sequel to the holiday classic A Christmas Story, which will bring back Peter Billingsley, who played Ralphie, as the lead. I think that's a great idea. He's 50 years old. He's very active in the business. He directs, he produces. He's good friends with Vince Vaughn and John Favreau. Directed the movie Couples Retreat with both of them about 10 years ago. But I think that will create high interest. And it goes to show you the one thing about these streaming networks it does give them the ability to roll the dice and take more chances with producing projects. I doubt they would do this for a big theatrical release, but on their streaming channel, they're more than willing to take a flyer on these projects.
I just don't understand.
It's a good thing.
Following up on what you've said here about needing two good movies a week, in their best interest, Netflix, Amazon, Apple, whoever the producers are, to get them in the theaters because they get so much more promotion that way, and they don't have to buy ads for their stuff like Apple does all the time on conventional TV.
I don't know, because when you launch a movie theatrically, they say it costs between $20 and $50 million. A lot of movies to promote, and they don't want to spend the promotion theatrically. They have a base on their streaming channel. I'll give you an example. Here's two more big streaming announcements. Okay, Apple TV is going to produce a TV series based on the very popular movie in the 80s, Fatal Attraction. Joshua Jackson, who is on Dawson's Creek and Fringe, he's going to be in the Michael Douglas role. An actress named Lizzie Chaplin, who was in Cloverfield, will play the Glenn Close role. I mean, that movie was huge in the 1980s. I don't think it would be huge now, but can you do a TV show based on that movie? Will people watch? We'll see. And there's one other one. Paramount Plus, excuse me, is going to produce a TV series based on the Godzilla King Kong movies, which is going to take place in the same universe. To me, that's pretty telling because those movies, I don't think, are very good, but they made money for Legendary and Warner Brothers. And why they would make it into a TV series shows you that the vision, Doug, that these studios have or these streaming networks have is they feel that over the next 10 years, more people will sit home and watch this stuff than go to a movie theater. I'll give you an example. I remember being on the show about, 15 years ago when Netflix started to get into the game. And I said, there's no way people are going to sit home and watch a product in the house and not go to a video store. That's when they were just doing streaming and mailing DVDs to your house. And I was wrong. And the reason I was wrong is because they're not looking at today or tomorrow. They're looking at what's going to happen in 10 years, and they see this model being the dominant force in 10 years, not today, not tomorrow, not next week. And that's just the reality of the way they think.
Well, I don't know. I think that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because you're always saying that, and I say the opposite. I want to encourage people to go.
I want what you want. I completely agree. I want to see people fill movie theaters. Again, I think, collectively, like I said yesterday, the cheer – three Spider-Mans or, the first time you saw a dinosaur in Jurassic Park in a movie theater. It's an incredible feeling.
The pants off of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't get that watching some little teeny-weeny screen. All right, Chucker, you're a good man. Appreciate you being here. Chuck Curry is here on the Friday installment of the DJV program. Back Monday with box office totals. 59 past the hour now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.